Environment New York released America's Biggest Polluters, Carbon Dioxide Emissions from Power Plants in 2007. A new analysis of government data on global warming pollution emitted by the state's power plants. The paper notes that New York ranked 20th nationwide for the most carbon dioxide pollution from power plants in 2007. Caitlin Seeley is the federal field organizer for Environment New York.
And the report finds that the Kintig Generating Station in Somerset is the dirtiest power plant in New York, producing as much pollution in 2007 as 927,983 cars. And the message of this report is clear. It's time for the oldest and dirtiest power plants to clean up their act. Coal-fired giants have dominated our electricity sector for decades and have been allowed to pollute without license. In order to stop global warming and reap all the benefits that clean energy offers, we must require old coal-fired clunkers to meet modern standards for global warming pollution.
New York State is home to the third oldest operating power plant in the country. The Oswego Harbor Power Plant has been operating for almost 70 years, built within a decade of the television first becoming commercially available.
And while televisions have gone from black and white clunkers to super high-definition flat-screen TVs, they're still using the same dirty electricity for their power. Clean energy is what holds the future for America. To make our nation energy independent, to create millions of jobs, and to stop the worst effects of global warming. In order to realize this clean energy future, coal plants must stop polluting with impunity. The U.S. Senate is slated to consider legislation in the coming months to establish a first-ever federal limit on global warming pollution and to establish standards and incentives for clean energy. In addition, the EPA has proposed a rule which would require coal plants and other large smokestack industries to use available technology to cut their global warming pollution when new facilities are constructed and when they're doing major renovations on older plants.
Matthias Vui is an assistant professor at UAlbany. The climate scientist issued a stern warning about global warming and the changes it may bring.
Warmer winters will affect winter tourism. According to a recent study by the United States Global Change Research Program, most ski resorts in the Northeast will no longer be viable to operate by the end of this century, simply because temperatures will be too high for snowmaking. The warmer temperature will lead to a polar displacement of many plant and animal species. They will be replaced by invasive species from further south, for example, our current natural vegetation, which is dominated by maple, beech, and birch, will be replaced by oak and hickory forests, and that will lead to associated changes in wildlife and flora. Heat waves will become more common during the summer, affecting primarily urban areas, elderly, sick people, and little children. For example, Boston currently experiences about 10 days with temperature about 90 degrees Fahrenheit. This number is projected to rise to about 25 by the middle of the century and 30 days above 90 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of the century, under a very optimistic low-emission scenario.
Vui says the high-impact scenario would be devastating. Nationally, the report shows that America's power is dominated by old and polluting plants. The advocates are rallying state senators to ensure that the Senate passes an energy bill that requires old clunker coal plants to meet modern standards for global warming pollution. Power plant officials at Kintig and Oswego could not be reached for comment. Environment New York is a statewide citizen-based environmental advocacy organization focused on protecting the state's air, water, and open spaces. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.